ninth paragraph of Balbasa Mishnah Ches, eighth Mishnah. Nofel Baisa Loval Oviv, or Loval Marishav. A house collapsed on a person and his father, or somebody else that this person would have inherited from. So now, we don't know who died first. If the father died first, so the son was Yoyashim, and he has his Nechosim, and afterwards he died. If the son died first, he was never Yoyashim Nechosim in his lifetime. This person who died, he owed money to his wife, Ksuvasisha, and also to Balchayv. Yoyshav, the Yoyshim of the father, I want to get more Yerusha. They say, Ben Meis Rishon, this person died, Vachkav Meisav, and Meile, he never inherited this property. It goes to us. We were the surviving Yoyshim. So you cannot collect from his portion of the father's Yerusha, the grandfather's Yerusha. The father died first, then the son inherited, and now once he inherited, even though he dies afterwards, but we have a shibud to collect from it. Shami says he split it. He holds that the Balei Choyv have a very strong right, because Shami's opinion is that if you have a document that says you're owed money, that's consider that muchzak, as if you really have the money. Yeah, but they still loimim nechosim becheskosim. That lemaise, they when the yoshim of the father say it was in the chazak of a father. You balei choyves, a wife want to take it out of the chazaka. You have to prove.